With this week's winter storm, prescribed burn season is actually ramping up in northern Nevada and throughout the Sierra. And because of the rise of catastrophic wildfire over the past few years, many are pushing for more prescribed burns at a faster pace to dampen the impact of wildfires on our communities. But the process to get that done is arduous. For more details, I spoke with Steve Howe from the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest. How long does this assessment take?
Beginning from, you know, planning those efforts, identifying where we might burn to when we get done implementing, it could take anywhere from 2 to 5 years to complete.
Yeah, I think that surprises a lot of people.
Yeah, and 2 to 5 years, and that's, you know, I mean, when we know that our planning efforts are done and we're actually out trying to implement the burn, we're at least 1 year in advance making sure that we are getting the site prepared. And secondly, we have to write a burn plan for those sites. And those burn plans, you know, they're lengthy. There's a process to them. And it gives us our prescriptions. It gives us how many people that we need on site. And those plans have to be reviewed. So, they're not just reviewed. They're reviewed at a local level, but they're also reviewed, you know, by other technical reviewers to make sure everything in that plan is sound before we go out.
I know with the rampant, intense wildfires that we've had over the past few years, there's been kind of a stronger push to have faster prescribed burns or more of them. Have you seen that play out within your national forest?
You know, prescribed burns probably, it's always been the tool that we look at first because it's probably less impact to the ground than if we were to go in and hand thin and pile burn or take machinery in there. It's probably our most, you know, beneficial. And secondly, you know, we have budget. And that determines, you know, how much burning we can do. But, you know, overall, there's a look at that we should probably get more fire, you know, on the landscape. And I think the Forest Service is doing that and other agencies are doing that. And it just depends on where you're located. And then, you know, some places you may not be able to do as much fire as other places. I would say overall that there's been a need to get more fire onto the landscape so that if we do have those wildfires, you know, in the summer that or fall, that we have those areas now that, you know, that we've treated that be able to make the fire less intense.
Has it been a struggle to find workers to do that?
You know, it's so prescribed burning, you know, you have to have, you know, qualified people in order to do the burn. And the firefighters that do it, they're well qualified. And there is a need for every burn. There's a need for resources. And when you go burn, you don't really know when you're going to be able to burn. And, you know, within like maybe a 48-hour period and trying to find those people may be tough, the equipment and the people. And so it may be tough within 48 hours turnaround or whatever it is, maybe 72, to be able to find resources to get to your burn to be able to do it and pull it off the way you're supposed to.
Is there anything that you want people to know about prescribed burns?
You know, people do, you know, they don't like seeing the smoke, but with prescribed burning, it's short term. You know, the effects of what we're doing is very short term and it goes away. So if we are prescribed burning and there is smoke in the air, it may be, you know, short lived, you know, a couple days. Compared to a wildfire, if it came through there, it could be there for weeks on end, you know. But it's probably our most beneficial tool to be able to create fuel breaks on the national forest.
Well, Steve, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was Steve Howell, who oversees many prescribed burns in the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest in Nevada and the Sierra.